TGI Afternoons
with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
We are one more average season by the numbers from Mahomes from having a conversation about who the best quarterback in the NFL is. Not who has the best resume, but who the best quarterback in the NFL currently is. The last 2 years, Patrick Mahomes, 27 touchdown passes, 26 touchdown passes. This past season, less than 4,000 yards passing. I mean, it was an average season by his standards.
That was Chris Canty on Unsportsmanlike on ESPN. And talking about Patrick Mahomes, looking at the regression in his statistics and numbers in recent years. And now pondering, do we need to have a conversation or are we one season away? He kind of couched it there. Nice job.
Are you in on that?
No.
I think it's crazy, Ton, right? Because doesn't Patrick Mahomes basically these days, Andy, do whatever is necessary for the team to win? That's his job?
It gets repetitive. He's Tom Brady, just like Tom did over the years.
Right.
Big numbers, little numbers, you know, hand the ball off, don't turn it over, like the whole thing.
But Brady never got stifled so badly in Super Bowls the way Mahomes has.
What's that now?
Brady never got stifled to the degree. Like, Mahomes got thumped by the Buccaneers.
I mean, Mahomes, I would argue in 2007, Tom Brady even laughed at the score prediction that said 17-14 Giants. He goes, ha ha, we're only scoring 14. Like, he gets stifled.
I know. I remember
playing. They got their asses up.
Yeah, they did.
So he got stifled. Don't give me Yasmin.
I don't know. I mean, like,
he also had three Pro Bowlers on his offensive line.
Yeah, who all said that they had the worst week of practice. They're all
just saying
probably had a little too much celebration sauce in advance of their preemptive coronation.
Their beards got in the way of blocking.
Did any one of them ever say, like, here's exactly why we lost? Like, were they even, not to go off the rails here, but like, were they even surprised at how dominant the Giants were that
day? I think so. Absolutely. But I also think the Giants wanted it more. I've always said this.
Son of a bitch.
The Patriots went on a business trip. The Giants went on a funeral. They went for history. They went to shock the world. They went to however you want to map it. Anyway.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes.
He's not done.
Okay. So if you're going to say Chris Canty, you know my rule. When you say somebody is now either the best or not the best, you need to tell me who's replacing.
I think I know who he has in mind.
So who is replacing Patrick Mahomes as the best quarterback in the National Football League? I'll give you the options and then you tell me, Fitzy. Because yeah, I think these are the options.
Let me see. I have one in mind. Let me whisper it in the ear of Dan Ball right now.
Okay, so I won't see it. I'm going to give the options right now. Josh Allen.
Okay.
The MVP.
Yeah, he's
Lamar Jackson.
He's good, too.
The former MVP.
Uh-huh.
Joe Burrow, who
my favorite,
damn good, even though he hasn't won a Super Bowl or an MVP.
The Iceman of the AFC North.
And I'm done here.
Really?
Those are the three that I would put as
all right,
the option.
Dan Ball, would you please tell Mr. Hart the name I whispered in your ear?
Yeah, it was D, none of the above, because the answer was Jaden Daniels as the next best quarterback.
I think there are a lot of people
that... premature much?
Yes, but I think there are a lot of people
that I wasn't
see him as a
football.
Rising star.
Yeah, he is a rising star.
No, like the, of course, but okay. I mean like ready to take over, ready to be. How quickly did Patrick Mahomes become Patrick Mahomes?
Two words to caution you on Jaden Daniels.
Okay.
As a rookie.
It's going to sound like three words because I just realized it, but it's kind of two words.
Proof of concept.
Yes. Three words.
CJ Stroud. A year earlier, C.J. Stroud was Jaden Daniels. Okay. Took the NFL by storm, turned the team around from worst to first, was winning playoff games, the whole damn thing.
Hey,
Saquon Barkley wants to go to Houston because C.J. Stroud is
But I actually want to, I'm going to ask this on the air. Stiz, if you happen to have this would be great. But there was that audio that we aggregated last week from Fanatics Fest a little over a week ago in New York City where Peyton Manning told people, don't be down on C.J. Stroud and don't be getting out just because his stats from his second season didn't match his stunningly great rookie season. He says this guy is still absolutely a stud. This kid is a star.
That's fine.
But people were like, oh.
But everybody's off.
Wasn't as good. Just
like they'll
because
be off.
Because people are. Bias is like a disease.
I virtually guarantee you Jaden Daniels will be a disappointment this year. You know why?
Why?
Because the only way to not be a disappointment is to take his team to the Super Bowl and continue to put up ridiculous stats.
What if they do that? You don't think so? The team should actually be better this year than last year.
Okay, and that's exactly why he's going to be a disappointment.
Because now there's a book on him.
He has to go to the Super Bowl.
They have to play a tougher schedule, obviously. They're not 4-13, they're 12-5.
I'd say the same thing about his offensive coordinator, Cliff Kingsbury. People are going to be down on Cliff Kingsbury and Jaden Daniels this year just by law of averages.
Cliff.
No, they're not going to fall off a cliff, but people will be down on them. Just like Houston didn't fall off a cliff.
No.
But if you remember, who was the hottest offensive coach in football?
Abba Slowick.
And where is he now?
Not Houston.
Like, that's how quickly it can change when you build up expectations.
A lot of people pointed to Slowick as being one of the major issues last year. That and the
and
fact
we may
that
find out.
Every other receiver, like Steph Diggs, torn ACL in October. Tank Dell, torn everything early December.
That tends to happen when you have fallback years. And this is going to be a fallback year for Jaden Daniels and
on Washington the record, June 30th, 2025, Jaden Daniels, Washington Commanders, fallback year.
Absolutely. Okay. I don't even think it's close.
All right,
they are going to be an utter disappointment because so many people have high. If that's what Chris Canty is thinking about, first of all, it's stupid. He's played 1 year in the National Football League. 1 year.
Then who do you think is going to take over?
I think it's one of those three guys, and I struggle because I believe it's Patrick Mahomes until
further
it is like torn out of his grasp. Not like, oh, he had a little step back here. No, no, no. It has to be, oh, my God, Patrick Mahomes is not that good.
Yeah, Mahomes has been dominated twice in the Super Bowl. However, he's made it to five of them.
Right. And I go back to what you started with. He does what he believes he needs to do and what Andy Reid believes he needs to do.
That's why he's the best
to win football games.
That's why he's the best running quarterback.
Who's his best receiver?
Well, it was Rashee Rice until he got hurt, but he might be again this year.
And I think we can all agree that Travis Kelce, and guess what? He agrees because he talked about it.
Looks good with that long hair.
No, not great. Don't love it. Wasn't that good last year. Had a regression year himself.
Oh, am I allowed to finally now call him Old Man Kelce?
No, because his assertion or assertion, either way, go with mm-hmm. it. His
Is it hingent on anything?
Was that it was hingent upon him not having enough time last offseason. He did too much. Him and Taylor, I think his Vax commercials and all that. He was like too spread
you
too thin.
You just wanted to Vax shame
him. Yeah, I just wanted
him.
To throw
you
Vax
really him. Did. You did.
Did you know he made $20 million for that?
I'm for sorry, him. How much?
You could shoot a Vax in me for $20 million.
Our government paid him $20 million between
no,
Pfizer.
No, I'm sure
and
Pfizer did. Probably came from the government a little.
What
bit.
What in the holy hell is wrong with the entire system?
I don't know, but the fact that he got $20 million now, I understand why he was. I would be showing the Band-Aid too if on a commercial. If you gave me,
yeah, you know what?
Million.
Joe Rogan can make fun of me every day for the rest of
I can
my
be
life
bought.
For $20 million.
I can be bought and paid for, but
fine.
He wasn't as good. They didn't have, like, this dominant running game. Their offensive line wasn't
great.
No, they
lost Pacheco for half the year.
They got that right tackle, Juwan Johnson, Jameson Jones. Some double J. He jumps off sides every freaking play, and he's not that good.
Oh, by the way, don't love the fact that all the Chiefs are raving about how Josh Simmons looks like the answer finally at left tackle.
Okay.
We could have had him.
We could have had him. We got Will Campbell. We don't need him.
That was Giardi's guy.
Oh, yeah.
Simmons
oh, by the way,
that is true.
Hey, the whole time.
Side note to that, confirmation from Mike Giardi, he received beer box number two.
And I bet he drank some of it while he was blowing us off on Friday to go to the beach instead of do a phone hit with WEEI Afternoons.
I'm the one who pays him, damn it.
Love you, mean it, Mike. So Chris Canty, like this, we don't care as much. Can you just imagine how this would have resonated in Boston circa whatever
like
number?
2013.
And it like, we need to have a serious conversation because we did it. Trent Dilfer, you got to remember, they're not good anymore. Like,
let's face it.
They better draft Patriots, Jimmy Garoppolo, like all this stuff. Like, we would lose our minds. And I get why we don't care as much about Patrick Mahomes, but it's equally as dumb. He is the measuring stick at the quarterback position in the National Football League
until
somebody takes
notice.
The stick and beats him with it. And nobody has been able to take the stick from him and beat him with it.
You know what it is? It's just familiarity fatigue and recency bias. That's what
I hadn't thought of Jaden Daniels. You're right. If it's Jaden Daniels that people want to prematurely anoint, that
as the next thing.
Like, do people not understand how hard it is to play quarterback? It's a little like Christian Campbell when you get a first month and you're like, oh, this guy's really good.
Oh, he mashed in spring. Here comes Barry Bonds 2.0.
Wait till the book gets out on him and they go the second time around and teams have scouting reports.
And they're like, boy, if you think Trevor Story chases a slider, wait till you see this kid.
This dude needs to go to the minors. That's going to happen to Jaden Daniels this year. 617-779-7937. Let's quickly take a phone call. Mike in Providence, what are your thoughts on our quarterback discussion, Mike?
Yeah, hey, guys. You know, just going back to the discussion of big game bowl experience. I believe Mac Jones won a national championship. We all know how that worked out.
Yeah, not well. Didn't work out great. But he also had a bit of a fraudulent national championship. That was COVID times. He also had ridiculous talent and a ridiculous play caller. I still say Steve Sarkisian was the reason they were so good offensively.
Well, you know what else helps is when you have a first-round talent at running back. You have first-rounders all over your offensive line. two first-round wide receivers as well.
But he would scheme it up, and all of a sudden you'd be like...
Sark was on a heater that year, wasn't he?
He would get, like, the Ted Johnson, no disrespect to Ted Johnson, but, like, the other team's run-stuffing middle linebacker somehow one-on-one with their best receiver, like, formationally motion, and you're like...
How was Jalen...
How does it work?
How was Ted Johnson covering Jalen Waddle?
Yeah, that's basically what happened, and I put that on Sark.
I just want to put it out there that I think Jaden Daniels is, as the kids like to say, hashtag... built different, and I think the Washington Commanders, not to put this out there way too far in advance, I think they are a Super Bowl favorite in the NFC.
Little bit of a radio term that Stiz likes to throw in my ear occasionally, backsell. I'm going to backsell the last two segments as our football at 4 time here on WEEI Afternoons, now through the start of training camp on July
23rd.
Every day at 4 o'clock, see, that's a great relationship. Symbiosis right there. Give and take, baby. I serve it up. You spike it home.
And also, I like the alliteration. Football at 4.
Football at 4. We're going to lead into Patriots training camp every day. 4 o'clock, we'll have a topic. Could be questions. Could be a positional preview. Could be, ooh, surprise cut, breakout year. Every day at 4, you want a little football talk. It's WEEI Afternoons. As we lead into, I think, is a hopeful Patriots season down in Foxborough. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, Patrick Mahomes remains in the conversation. Not whether he's the best quarterback in football. He is. This is a more difficult to digest conversation. Fitzy and I are both parents. We've been around football and quarterbacks and autographs. When is it okay to ask for an autograph? When is it okay for guys like, I don't know, Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes to turn down autographs with young fans? There was some video out of a golf tournament with a father who was none too happy. But I don't really have a problem with it. We'll talk about it next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Everybody wants to judge right away. Oh, great rookie year. Second year. By the way, he went to the playoffs in his second year. It was 22. Let's be careful saying it was a down year, okay?
WEEI.
WEEI. New England Sports Original. You're listening to WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
See what Stiz did there here on WEEI Afternoons. Signed, sealed, delivered. Much like an autograph. If you get one, if you didn't get one, you might be upset. And that's where we're going here, because I think this is one of the tougher things that athletes have to deal with. I've never had any sympathy for, people were looking at me at dinner or the paparazzi follows me. Okay, you got a $500 million contract.
100%.
You take the good, you take the bad.
Yeah.
But when it comes to autographs, and most importantly, autographs for kids.
Uh-huh.
When do you start? When do you stop? If you sign 100, is 101 pissed at you? That kind of thing. And that's where we start off this conversation. Patrick Mahomes was at a golf tournament. And apparently I think he might have hit it in the rough, sort of near the fans, near the rope.
Looked like a little slice off the tee.
So, yeah, he's preparing for a shot, and there's obviously fans around, kids around, dad, and cameras around, and this is the audio that transpired.
Hey, Mahomes, will you sign my jersey when you got
me? I can't make everybody real quiet.
No, you can't. You can just make one kid happy out of 100.
I'll make 99.
That's all right. One out of 99. That's at least ain't 0%.
So the kid asks for the autograph, and he's like,
Kermit the Frog here.
And the father goes, no, but you can make one kid happy. And Patrick Mahomes is like, a 99 unhappy.
Right.
And there is that line. And I've seen this a million times. I've watched Tom Brady over the years avoid fans, not sign. I've watched Drew Brees at joint practices in Foxborough sign for every person and stay out there forever. It's a tough situation because there's always, yeah, you can make kids happy, make the father happy, make the old man happy, whatever. But there's always going to be one unless you sign forever and nonstop.
Can I say something, Andy, too?
And you know about signing autographs from back in the rapping
days,
right, baby.
That's right.
Thank you.
Big-time rapper, Spotify, Stiz Grimy, YouTube. So my little brothers, super sports fanatics, right?
Yep.
And also smart little whippersnappers. And what my little brothers would do when they were like 12, 13 years old, they would find out the hotels that these players are staying in. They would take baseballs, footballs, whatever, get them signed, yep. And then go right to eBay. And so that's what is happening a lot, too. They're not getting, some of these people are not getting autographs for their own personal collection. It's a business. And this is a, sports memorabilia is a big business.
Even worse than that, Stiz, than, because I actually don't have a problem if a 12-year-old gets an autograph and decides he wants to sell it. A lot of them work for collectors and are runners.
That's
and
his prerogative, yes.
Get the autographs for. Now, this has evolved
that's
and changed.
Gross, though. Like, using kids as, like,
that was
proxies to, like, hey, could you, like, did they do that a lot at Patriots training camp, probably?
I think less and less, because more and more the autograph world has gone to certificates of authenticity, and you almost have to have, like, a hologram and a picture of the day when it was signed, and all of these things.
And people pay to ship things off, and they get it back 6 months later.
And there's so much fake stuff out there that I think now is there's less of that. But there was a time where kids did it as runners for businesses, and it's big business. And again, I'm not defending necessarily Patrick Mahomes for not signing for that kid. I just think this is the toughest decision that celebrities and or athletes have to deal with, because you can't win. You can't win. Rock is that mentality.
But don't you think, like, to me, I'm all for trying to do everything you can, whatever you can do to put a smile on a kid's face or make their day. And, you know, like, they met their star, they met their hero. That's great. I'm all for it. However, I do feel like if we don't set any boundaries in any way, shape, or form, then people can just come and take this raised level of expectation. Like, I should be able to ask you when you're in the bathroom.
Well,
when you're at dinner, when you're with your family, when you're on the golf
course.
But
that's not like, this. This is a charity golf tournament. I think this is an acceptable situation to ask for an autograph. This isn't, because that would be a secondary layer. Oh, he's like got his steak knife and his fork and he's about to go. Oh, you want an autograph?
Take a photo?
Weird photo, whatever.
Yeah, rib sauce.
So that's definitely a secondary aspect of this. But I do think, unfortunately, more athletes, and I witnessed this with Brady. Brady used to go down the back way and avoid crowds. Brady, you know, we would have family night and they would be in the tunnel and Brady would walk right on by while other players stopped. Because I think he went with, I can't sign them all, so it's just easier to have, like, that cutoff.
The shield.
Like,
right.
All of it. So no one can say, I was right next to the guy who got one, and, oh, he didn't sign mine. What a jerk. Like, now at least everybody goes, well, he didn't sign for anybody. Maybe he had a meeting to get to. Maybe he had video to get to. Maybe he had a treatment to get to.
Because Mahomes has never been dogged by this before.
No. And I don't think. Now, again, is this a situation where he probably could have signed? I don't know how many. Like, we don't get to see the crowd shot. We only see Mahomes talking. Like, is there 3 kids there? 5 kids there? 20 kids there? 100 kids there?
And you're in the middle of a golf round, so you only have so much time where you can do it.
Right.
It's an uncomfortable. So, that's a spot where I don't mind him. I don't mind him necessarily saying, "No, I can't do it right now."
Right, but
just for me.
And but you know that father who was pissed off is going to take that, you know, home with him and tell his boy, Mahomes is a jerk. Wouldn't even sign for one kid. And I don't know that that's a fair representation of how this played out. So we'll see.
Yeah, I know. We should talk. You know what? Tomorrow.
Because he's a jerk.
There you go. Thank you, Mike Francesa. Let's ask Ted tomorrow. Put this on the.
Yeah, what is his experience and evolution of autographs? And now, no disrespect to Ted, but good middle linebacker on a Super Bowl team is not the same as Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes, quarterbacks, and greatest quarterbacks on the planet with what is sort of thrust upon them and their star power and all that. 617-779-7937. I'm sure there's some people out there with stories about autographs. Stiz used to give out a lot of autographs and he was very magnanimous. He signed till 2 a.m. every day. Just stayed until the last kid was
just a man of the people.
I would pay people to ask me in front of other people.
Hey, would you ask me for an autograph? Make it look good.
The camera's over here, so make it look genuine if you can.
Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we got to get back to the Boston Red Sox, because yet again, this is an important week. This is an important series. They need to get some wins.
Is this one pivotal?
This one is pivotal. This could change. This is a fork in the road for the organization, for Craig Breslow, and what the team is going to do moving forward. Red Sox at Fenway Park. You have Garrett Crochet on the mound. That means we're saying there's a chance. Next on WEEI Afternoons.
Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson on WEEI.